Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith. March 4th. The morning broke badly. I lashed my hand to my hammock and was forced to call on the PO to extricate me. He remarked with ill-disguised bitterness that I could think of more ineffectual things to do than any rookie it had been his misfortune to meet. I told him that I didn't have to think of them, they just came naturally. Last night I was nearly frightened out of my hammock by awakening and gazing into the malevolent eye of my high-powered twin-six wristwatch. I thought for a moment that the Woolworth Tower had crawled into bed with me. It gave me such a start. I must get to my wristwatch, also wearing a handkerchief up my sleeve. I feel like the sweet kid himself now. Drill all day. My belt fell off and tripped me up. Why do such things always happen to me? Somebody told us to do squads left, and it looked as if we were playing Ring Around Rosie. Then we performed a fiendish and complicated little quadrille called a company square. I found myself, much to my horror, on the inside of the contraption walking directly behind the company commander. It was a very delicate situation for a while. I walked on my tiptoes so that he wouldn't hear me. Had he looked around, I know I'd have dropped my gun and lit out for home and mother. Forgot to take off my hat in the mess room. I was reminded, though, by several hundred thoughtful people.